Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is German. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions about issues that are facing your community and the schools in your area. And please have just 4 minutes of your time.
What was that?
So I'm calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting a small, brief survey about issues that are facing your community and the schools in your area. And please have, 4 minutes of your time to participate.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Can we continue in English? How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Two.
Thank you. And what is your age?
48.
Thank you. Wow, you sound way younger. Thank you. How do you describe your gender? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't even know why I asked that question. It's a question, but there's no need for that. How would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander?
Asian.
Or Asian. Okay. Thank you. And what grades are your children in, if they're your children?
7 and 9.
7 and 9. Thank you. Which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled this year? I'm going to read and just stop me whenever. That would be the best one to choose. So, a public school run by a school district, a public charter school.
Public school.
Okay,
yep.
Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools? No, okay. You mentioned you had a child in ninth grade. The following several questions will be about this child's school. First, which of the following best describes the school where your ninth grade child is enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial Catholic school, or a non-Catholic private or independent school, or homeschool?
An independent school.
Okay, thank you. Excuse me. Now, students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, E, and F. I'm sorry, not E, F. Suppose your ninth grade child school was graded in the same way. Considering all parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on, how would you grade your ninth grade child's school so far this year? How would you grade your ninth grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
B.
Okay, thank you. You can tell this is the first time I'm reading this. Now, thinking about the letter grade you just gave your ninth grade child, what were you thinking of in particular when you gave that grade you did? I'm gonna be writing down the answer that you give me.
Communication with the family. And level of work.
Emily. And level of work. Thank you. Appreciate that. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is your ninth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group?
Yes.
Thank you. And how about in terms of math? Is your ninth grade child working at that level expected for students in their age?
Yes.
Thank you. And does your ninth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP? No, okay. Does your ninth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your ninth grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat, thank you. And how much have you discussed your ninth grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or not at all?
Just a little.
Thank you. Now, which of the following do you think your ninth grade child would be interested in doing once they finish high school? Begin an associate degree, begin a bachelor's degree, begin a training program for a trade job, enter the workforce, or something else?
Begin a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. You know, how well is your ninth grade child's school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Very well.
Thank you. And in your own words, because I'm going to be typing this in, what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals? A brief
The college application process.
I'm sorry?
The college application process.
College application process. Thank you. Bless you. You said your ninth grade child, you're welcome, your ninth grade child would most like to begin bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Very confident.
Thank you. And when thinking about the possibility of your ninth grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following? I'm going to read you four in this list, and then you can either say major concern, minor concern, not a concern. The cost of applying to college.
Major concern.
Thank you. The cost of books.
Major concern.
Total tuition cost.
Major concern.
And the cost of room and board.
Major concern.
Thank you. Now, do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody? Most people, some people, or just a few people, or nobody?
Some people.
Thank you. As you may know, vocational, technical, or voc-tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your ninth grade child's school offer vocational training?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do you think vocational, technical programs in your ninth grade child's school would be beneficial for your child's future career opportunities or not?
Possibly.
Okay. Now, would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your ninth grade child after they finish high school? Would you consider, might or might not consider, or would not consider?
Might not consider.
Thank you. Now, in your own words again, because I'm going to be typing this, what would your hesitations be about considering a vocational program for your ninth grade child?
I don't think that's where her interests lie.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And thinking about the post-high school plans for your ninth grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? It's either very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all are the answers. And the first one is college prep programs.
Very important.
Very important. So somewhat important, right? Oh, no, very important, sorry.
Sure.
Family members?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Your influence as a parent?
Somewhat important.
Guidance counselors?
Very important.
Friends and peer plans?
Somewhat important.
And teachers?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Okay. We're at 70%, almost done. How well is your ninth grade child's school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Very well.
Very well, thank you. And which opportunities, if any, does your ninth grade child's high school offer? Advanced placement or international baccalaureate courses, dual enrollment courses, early college courses, work-based learning and internship opportunities, or don't know?
What were the answers?
These are which opportunities, if any, does your ninth grade child's high school has offer him? Advanced placement or international baccalaureate courses, dual enrollment courses, early college courses, or work-based learning or internship opportunities?
Advanced placement.
Okay, thank you. Now, has your ninth grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or not?
No.
No, okay. Has your ninth grade child taken any courses that offer college credit while in high school?
No.
Which of the following career development activities has your ninth grade child participated in while in high school? Career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews, internships, or co-op programs, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Thank you. Now, to the best of your knowledge, does your ninth grade child identify as a LGBTQIA plus or not?
No.
Thank you. Now, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English and Russian.
English and Russian. Okay, give me a second. All right, thank you. I don't have Russian on there, so I put other. Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Okay, thank you. And this is the last one. What was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150, or more than 150,000?
That's more than 150,000.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for your participation. Oh, and finally, what is your zip code? 02186?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your participation. You have a wonderful rest of your night. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, shit. I thought that was the end of the survey. Dude, look. Finally. But it says finally. What is your 5-digit zip code? And then I go next. What the fuck? But I mean.
Was it the right person?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
Stuck on a question and said, you can tell it's my first time reading this. Never, ever do that. He needs to improve his reading skills and not make such comments to the participant. He needs to be better prepared. He is on a call. He can finish. I'm not saying he's not a good agent. He just can't make comments like that. He's got a good tone and demeanor. Read verbatim. So maybe he just needs to be better prepared. That's all. So never, ever.
I knew I fucked up when I said that. But do I pass it? Okay. No, but that's crazy that... Yes, of course. Hello?